What's the vibe like out there so far?
Sir?
What's it feel like out to be back and everything?
Oh, on the field?
Yeah.
Oh, it feels good, man. See everybody running around again. A lot of familiar faces, which you don't get a lot in this league. So it's just a sense of, what's the word I'm looking
continuity?
For? No, not that word. Man. but it's cool, man. We got JPP back out there. Get to see Brandon run around. I told him he looked faster than he did last year. It's just, that's cool.
Jimmy, you got most of your guys back. How important is that continuity, as well as having the continuity and the coaching staff for the defense?
Was that your word? That was your word. No, it's cool, man, because, again, you don't get that a lot in this league. You go in the room and it's a lot of new faces, but for the most part in our room, you get to see the same guys. You know, we lost Hankins. We don't have Shep back, but for the most part, we have the entire defense intact with a couple of new faces. So that's huge.
Teammates ask you at all about Brandon as a teammate, what he's like?
Of course, man. They ask me all things New York Jets, man. He's a good guy, great competitor, and at the end of the day, bottom line, the guy can help us win the Super Bowl, and that's our ultimate goal.
Were you surprised by the comment Sheldon made then?
Never heard Sheldon's comment.
He said there were 15 reasons the locker room over there is better this year than it was last year.
15 reasons?
Yeah.
Did he name them?
I think he was referring to the jersey number.
Brandon's jersey number. I'm pretty clever, Sheldon.
He said some other things, too.
Oh, wow. Y'all got to keep the mic away from Sheldon, man. Sheldon, get away from the damn microphone, Sheldon.
But all joke kidding aside, like, you never felt that Brandon was a negative influence when you guys were together in the Jets, right?
I was on the defensive side of the ball, man. The only time we actually spent together was in the cafeteria, where you're best friends with everybody. In the training room and on the practice field. But other than that, I pretty much had a group of guys that was in my area and I didn't stray away from that.
Now, as a team leader, would you rather see guys like Odell and Olivier here? I know it's voluntary, but most of the team is here. Is it important that team leaders be here?
Well, one, I'm not a team leader, man. I'm not. We got a lot of other guys in here that title is for, and I'm not one of them. But it's voluntary. I'm more than sure OV and OBJ is somewhere working out just as hard or maybe even harder than we are. So I'm confident they'll come in and they'll be ready.
You don't think working out with your teammates maybe is more important as far as kind of the culture you guys create here or want to create?
Not necessarily. They have some valid reasons why they're not here. I'm sure they're not here just because, you know, they just didn't feel like coming. If I didn't live in New Jersey full time, I probably wouldn't be here right now. I mean, OV's from Miami. Have you seen the weather here lately? I'd run from it too, so I'm sure they got some good reasons why.
Is there anything specific that they miss by not being here? Or just, you know,
they miss seeing me, man. You get to come to work every day and see me. Wouldn't you be excited?
That should be a reason for them to be here,
then. No, man, I'm cursing people out. I'm yelling. I'm screaming. And I'm always tired. So, yeah, I mean, they get a chance to – well, they miss the opportunity to get out here around the rookies. You know what I mean? OV to get to fill out Dalvin right now. And that's something they're going to have to work on during training camp and going forward. But they're not missing much.
Janoris was saying he has a bigger chip on his shoulder this year than last year. Is that a common thing for this team?
Oh, yeah. I told y'all that last year. They did a great job of bringing in guys who have the mindset of a jackrabbit, you know, a DRC, guys who never satisfied. And it's amazing to see Jackrabbit work. Y'all get out here and y'all see him. He works like he's trying to make the team. And that rubs off on everybody.
Now, you mentioned feel out the rookies and the new guys. What has been your impression working alongside these new guys? You got Bromley next to you now. You know, Rob Thomas. What's been your impression on these guys?
Well, Avery, it's a lot of coaches that came up to me and told me, you know, he's going to be a player in this league. So I've just been watching him. But Dalvin, super athletic. You know, they say he's a nose tackle. He isn't built like a nose tackle. You know, the guy has quick feet. And he's picking up on things pretty fast, and as well as the undrafted guys. They did a good job of bringing these undrafted guys in. So there's some pretty good players. It's going to be tough competition.